person who built a new house and moved into a new house, or moved into or bought new things that are kosher to him, he's the only one to bring nenu from him to make the shefa yonu. The family's bring nenu from him to make a toiv. If you buy a new suit, you make the bracha when you buy it. If it needs to be altered, then you make the bracha when you wear it. So the two times to make it is either when you buy it or when you wear it. When you put it on, the first time you make a bracha, mildly shahrumi. If you put it on in the morning, then you can be mechaven with the mildly shahrumi instead in the morning. Chava patmos, if you receive it as a gift, you always make a toiv meitiv because it's good for the one who gave you the gift. Maitiv, Mr. Brew brings, was a friend that disagreed with you. Even though the one who gave it is happy that he gave it, if you gave it to a poor person, he's happy to make a Mr. Stucker. If you gave it to a rich person, happy to have a closer connection with the rich person. But Maitiv, a lot of Achim disagree with that because there's no really physical handoff from it. It's more of a good feeling. Not having enough from using the thing itself. So, onto that, if you receive a gift, you make a shefa yonu. Who says it's better to make the shefa yonu? Because there's some type of organization that gives out clothing to a bunch of, whole group of poor people, then Mishpul says one can't say a shefa yonu because that's not because the one who's giving it is happy, but because it's a distribution that a bunch of people are getting at the same time, and being a group of people being netted from this table.